Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
You always see so many different wellness and beauty trends, all these gurus that are out there going, hey, this is my lifestyle.
Yeah.
How good's this? I feel great. I look great. You should do this just like me.
I'm so easily influenced as well.
Oh, like, really?
If I see something on Instagram or TikTok, add to cart. I'll try anything.
Have a go.
Yeah, you'll
jump on board. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure financially it's a totally fine thing
devastating.
To continue to do.
Financially devastating.
Sorry, Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop, get out of here.
Oh.
You're no longer the hottest talk in town. I want to talk to you about a wellness trend that's got people talking.
Is this?
It's a health hack, Jess. It has gained legs after Stephanie Adler posted a video to her TikTok. Now, she's fertility and hormone coach.
Okay.
Explaining the health benefits of eating dirt.
Oh, honey.
Want to improve your child and your own gut health?
Oh.
Eat dirt. 1 teaspoon of organic biodynamic soil has more microorganisms than humans on Earth. If you're a part of this community, they have a term like... that you're known as.
Like Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called crunches.
Oh!
How good? How good is that, though?
Ew.
Not here to shame anyone if they're doing this, but for people that consider
I'm here to shame people. Don't eat dirt.
For people that consider themselves shameless dirt eaters.
Crunches.
Apparently they've been around for centuries, and the internet is now proudly sharing the wellness and beauty benefits they have reaped for their dirty habit.
I was a cruncher once, Tim.
As a child.
I would eat pot plant dirt all the time.
What?
Yeah. Yep. It got so bad that my parents had to remove all the pot plants from the house because of my crunching addiction.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd grab a handful.
There's home videos of me just grabbing fistfuls and shoving it in my gob.
Have you tried the Monstera in the hallway? It's actually delicious. Here at the back of the house with localized fern, you'll find quite a lesser abrasive kind of soil. It's actually great if you pair it with this rock. I really like to consume
Zesty.
This together. Yeah.
Don't be eating dirt for wellness. No, thanks.
I mean, people have done crazier things. There's
remember a few weeks ago the girl who was putting poop on her face.
Yeah.
Haven't
we talked about you saying you just get straight into poo and poop? Like you don't even like ease your way into
the girl who was placing feces upon her face.
Yeah. Could just say it again, number twos. Kids in the car. Sick of having this meeting. We'll start calling it out on air. 5223295. What are the weirdest wellness trends that you've tried, that you've seen, that you've heard people doing? A few people just messaged. This is Stacey and Cario. She just sent me a link to the weirdest things that Gwyneth Paltrow has done through Goop.
She has released some weird stuff. The organic stickers that she released?
Yeah, that's not even in this list of top five.
Oh.
Look, four of them I can't talk about. because they are probably a little bit more adult.
Sure.
But the one that I liked is ear seeds. They might look like earrings, but apparently ear seeds offer similar effects to those of acupuncture needle by applying certain pressures to auricular points.
Oh, sure.
Or areas of the ear. They're said to alleviate energy blockages, calm the mind, and ease stress.
Do you remember when I did Milky Foot, Tim?
That was foul.
It was foul.
Your whole foot fell off, essentially, the whole layer of skin.
You like put your feet in these little socks and it like moisturizes them. And then for the next like 3 weeks, your skin just falls off.
No offense, but no one wants to imagine your skin.
Right? And I was walking through the office with like sandals on and just like little flakes of my skin were falling off in the hallway. It was disgusting.
Why are you saying it with a smile on your face? This is so bizarre. If you want to get in on it, the weirdest, strangest wellness health trends that you've seen, 5223295. Could end up as the caller of the week in the Caller Hall of Fame. $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe Geelong. Geelong's home of the AFL finals. But I believe we have Steve in Lara. Let's strap in for this. Steve, what are some of the strange health, wellness, beauty trends that you've seen?
Well, not as weird as that dirt thing, but the boys at work make fun of me for this, but I got this four-step stage skincare routine I got for my face.
Oh!
Now they say, you've got to face the radio when they're ugly. I've got to face for high-definition 3D. It looks so sexy.
Oh, wow. You're on the next forefront. Okay.
It looks so good. Yeah, I'll send you a photo.
How long has it taken for you to curate this, did you say 14-step process?
No, four stages.
What are you doing? Okay.
In routine. Yeah, not that much. I don't need it, Jess. I'm too good looking.
Okay, fair enough.
Because when my wife was breastfeeding, any of the milk that wasn't fine for our son to have.
Oh, you were slapping it on your face.
I was putting it on under my eyes.
Dang.
For the baggy eyes. I'd heard that. According to Jess, she's sitting across from me, no. She says, Tim, you've never looked more tired. It doesn't feel any better. Totally, you laugh, Steve. So is there anything in strange that you're doing with your 4-step routine, or is it just you stand by this?
I just stand by it, and I would make fun of you for it because it's a bit girly.
It's not girly.
I'd say it's 2024. Yourself.
No, you're right, Steve. There's nothing girly about looking after your skin.
Oh, beautiful.
Steve, no offense. From the things that you've said on this show, this is a weird, strange hearing those words come out of your mouth. So we appreciate you getting involved.
Try Milky Foot.
No, don't. That's bad. I'd rather eat dirt than get into Milky Foot. Yeah, see, that's how everyone feels when you talk about your foot.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, this is a really big long shot.
Okay.
I am aware that I might sound insane for the next few minutes, but I'm willing to do this because it's been driving me mental for like the last few years.
Okay.
I was chatting with a friend about this thing just last night, and she was like, hey, you have a radio show. Why don't you ask? There's got to be at least, 500,000 people.
Let's not get confused that this is a place where we can bring just anything to kind of unpack. Like, we want to still put in the effort for people listening and make sure like what we're talking about is relatable to them or it applies to them in some way.
Have you ever watched a TV show and then years later you go and try and find that TV show and it's like it doesn't exist anymore?
I want you to know initially, I'm starting to get angry.
Why?
Because if you're going to be like, there's this show and it's got this actor in it and it's about this and I just can't remember the name.
I don't remember the people that were in it. I watched this show when I was like a teenager. I'm pretty sure I was a teenager. Okay. Would have been early teens, 12, 13, 14, that kind of area.
My spidey senses are tingling, I'm right.
Yeah. And it was this show about the making of sitcoms.
Ooh.
Right? So I have a vivid memory of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it led to the start of the Big Bang Theory.
No, the Big Bang Theory was its own entity.
Right? But this
are
is
you thinking of Young Sheldon?
No.
It's not embarrassing to like Young Sheldon.
It was a reality TV show and there were different teams and each team had to come up with a sitcom. And that throughout this reality TV show, they filmed a pilot episode of that reality TV show, of that sitcom. In the reality TV show. And then one of the sitcoms got picked up at the end. That was the whole premise of the show.
Okay.
And I feel like the one that got picked up went on to become The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
I don't remember what the show was called. I'd really like to rewatch it. I'm hoping there's episodes of it on YouTube somewhere at the very least.
Have you? Now, I hate to sound borderline disrespectful. You've heard of Google, right?
I have heard of Google. Tim, this has been my burden for the last 5 years.
How cushy is your life that this is your burden? People are out there with no jobs. People are out there trying to put food on the table. What was that reality show where the Big Bang Theory was created?
I've brought this show up to so many people. And people in the past have said to me, I think it could be this show or it could be that. It's never the show.
Okay.
And this is it's my last ditch effort, 52232955.
Unbelievable.
If you have any recollection of this TV show, please help me out.
I
want to watch it again so badly.
Can I ask one question? Just for a bit of context of why I'm starting to get a little bit upset.
Hit me.
This conversation, who does it help?
It helps me and everyone else because it's a great TV show. It was a great TV show.
I like how you started when you said me. When you're talking about yourself. Because that was correct. That is, you know what, Jess? I don't do this often. You get a point.
Thank you.
It was
Thank
when you. You said for everyone else, that's when I go, that's a lie. This is exclusively
for you. It
could
help for everyone else because maybe the other people will remember this and go, what a great show. I can watch it again. and we could all watch it if someone tells me what it was.
Look, I haven't got much more to offer, Jess.
5223295 It's my last ditch attempt.
Do you have any idea what the show name could be?
Oh, it was like it was
a reality show.
It was an American reality show.
What channel?
I feel like it was on the Comedy Channel. It was definitely on Foxtel back in the day. And it was about a reality show about making sitcoms in America. And I feel like The Big Bang Theory came out of it. It changed into that. Someone help me, please. For the love of God.
I mean, give us a call.
5223295 If you've got any leads, I'm getting desperate.
Yeah. This shit, honestly.
This is my burden to bear,
Tim. This show just helps people, doesn't it? Okay. You're right, Jess?
All right.
No bias intended.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, you've taken over the show for a personal request.
Look, lots of people saying, so I've got a TV show that I haven't been able to find for years.
Yep, you've forgotten the whole name of it.
It was a reality TV show about making a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people have called up and said it was Young Sheldon. It wasn't Young Sheldon.
Nicole from Grovedale called up and she was very kind. She was like, she's clearly talking about Young Sheldon. Because you said it was like what inspired The Big Bang Theory.
Well, because on the show, it was a reality TV show about making a sitcom. And I believe the winner made the sitcom Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to find
the
show.
Like, I know that I said it before. Right before we move on and never talk about this again, because I'm starting to get cranky. Could you just get Google right now, reality TV show about making a sitcom? Just have a look at it right now.
Reality TV show about making a sitcom. Nothing comes up. Unreal comes up, but that is not what it is.
Well, I'm going to get the shotgun out, Jess.
How dare you?
And that's dead.
Put it away.
It's dead. We're moving on.
Okay. If you do have any information, please hit us up.
No, that's time has expired.
At K Rock Geelong.
look, what I'm about to, what you just spoke about was personal for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about something that could definitely get me in trouble.
Oh.
My wife is away until Saturday afternoon.
Oh, so this is personal, but it's about you, so it's fine.
Well, I'm not trying to get anything out of this. I've had a thought. It's a dangerous thought, and I need to express it out loud, especially while my wife is away.
Okay.
So we have...
Is she not likely to be listening right now?
Very unlikely. Okay. If she was in the radio station, very unlikely to be listening. So yesterday morning, my wife, she's up to Albury Wodonga to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
And she is... This last night was the first night she spent away from our son since he was born.
Wow.
Over 13 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
She didn't realize it until I said, hey, is this the first time you've not, like, you've not seen
him? Don't highlight it.
Yeah, I know. And as most people do that have a young one, like, figuring out his, like, if he's sleeping good, like, what, like, because he's, if his teeth are coming and all these different things, every night, no two nights the same. He can have a good night, he can have a bad night, he can have a good day, he can have a bad day.
Can I just say, I really appreciate you not being one of these parents who pretends their child is, like, the best kid in the world.
Oh, I love him to death, but he's just figuring life out.
Like,
right?
I'm not even a parent yet, and when I hear a parent go, my child is the best, we have, like, the best little sleeper, he's the greatest thing alive, he's never had a bad time in his whole life. Shut up.
Well, the thing is, whatever he's doing, I try my best to champion him.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he doesn't know why he doesn't know why his teeth are hurting, all these different
100%.
Things. Like, if you were growing a tooth right now, don't you think that'd keep you up at night?
I would complain to no end.
So some nights are fine. Mm-hmm. We've had maybe three nights since he's been born where he's slept from when we put him down to go to bed and he's woken up
three.
At seven. Well,
three 13 nights. Months.
Yeah.
Oof.
So, like, these are huge nights.
Yeah.
Last night, he did one. My wife's gone, and she's like, I'm so, like, you're going to be by yourself. Like, you got no support. I was like, look, it's fine. I can manage it. Like, again, this is, she's the first time away, so she's feeling a little bit anxious. And in the mornings in particular lately, he's kind of, if he's in a bad mood, it's always in the mornings.
Okay.
And again, every kid's different, but our son, Jack, in the mornings, that's grumpy time.
He's also particularly going through, like, a mummy phase. So.
Yeah, and that's a different challenge.
So having just dad around, woof.
But slept through the night. This morning he was in the best mood that he's been in the morning for months. Is my wife the problem?
Oh, Tim. You better hope she's not listening.
Is it her?
Wow, this is so brave. It's like you don't want to have anywhere to live. Wow. Oof.
This stay-at-home parenting thing.
I respectfully am going to be on your wife's side here and stick up for her in her absence.
But do you understand why I need to express? Now, I'll never say it again.
Wow.
I had to express that.
Oh, do you know what's going to happen now? Instant karma tonight.
It's going to be hideous.
Oh,
it's going to be so awful.
Four or five times.
My mother-in-law, she's in town to kind of help out because he's not in daycare every day and I can't just leave him at home or bring him to work.
I'll put him in the laundry, give him a bowl of water.
So, yeah, I just had to kind of just put it out there. I know the answer is that's not what's happened. It's just...
But if he has, like, every
if
single...
it keeps happening.
Right? I mean, you've only had one day, so I'd rein that in for now. But
as I said, you got to celebrate the wins. And yes, am I bringing someone down to celebrate my win?
Yeah.
That is the love of my life, my wife? Maybe. But boy, do I feel good. Take them while you get them.
Oh, God.
You beauty. All right. I'm getting a phone call from her. I'm in trouble.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday I had my second bout of swimming lessons.
Adult swimming lessons.
Yes. Me and my husband signed up a couple of weeks ago, had our second session last night. And my big goal for swimming lessons was that I was too afraid to put my face in the water. And I wanted
to
be...
Are you just talking like facing down or completely like submerge yourself?
It was more like when you're doing a freestyle, like that head turn to breathe. I was really scared that I was going to drown turning my head.
Just like go from
I can put my
to,
face in
fine
the water.
To drown.
Yep, but I had to like hold my breath and I wanted to learn how to do the breathing thing again for swimming because it was important to me that I wanted to relearn how to do freestyle.
Swimming confidence is optimal.
Yes.
It is something, at least here in Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine, so many beaches, so many different places to swim. And it's nice if you find yourself in a bit of a pickle, you can kind of be like, hey, I know what to do here. So 100%. Water safety is huge.
And I really, like it's taken me so long because obviously as a kid I was forced to do swimming lessons by my parents. So I was great as a swimmer as a child. Got all the way up to like squads and then quit. I was like, I'm not doing squads, can't be bothered. And then I just lost my confidence over time. And it's taken me 10 years to finally take the step to go, okay, let's actually do these lessons because I just didn't think I had it in me yet.
Some people might just go, I'll just,
too hard.
I just won't go in the water.
Yeah. Or, you know, I don't have the time or whatever. And I had every excuse under the sun. And it's only taken me two swimming lessons to get the confidence back. Last night, I was doing laps in the pool. Freestyle laps. The exact goal that I've had for 10 years and have been putting off, I was able to accomplish in two lessons.
In 2 hours.
Two half-hour sessions.
Oh, right.
One hour
is all it took.
Is all it took. And I've been putting it off for years, Tim. Yeah. Years. And it just like, it got me thinking like, what other things have I been putting off that I could 100% accomplish if I just put like any amount of effort into it?
Well, I mean... I feel like a lot of people would fall into the trap of that. You put it off. I think it's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. I know you were talking to me about some studying you were doing and you put off something for 2 weeks. You were like, I've got the email of what I need to do is there. I'm not going to open it.
Petrified to open it. And then it took me 10 minutes to resubmit. 10 minutes. That's all it took. Yeah. And it's just like I've been getting a lot of messages because I've been posting a little bit about doing the swimming lessons. Me and my husband are trying golf. You know, we're trying to do all these things that we've been putting off for ages. And people have been messaging me going, oh, God, I wish I could do swimming lessons. I've always wanted to try. And like I really wish I could tell people, you know.
You can't tell people what to do.
You can't tell people what to do.
Because if I signed you up and said you're doing swimming lessons, you'd be like,
No, I can't.
I can't do it. That's not fair. Yeah. It's got to come from within.
But if you're hearing this right now and there's something you've been putting off doing because you think, oh, it's just I haven't got the time or I'm not going to be any good at it or I couldn't possibly or I'm embarrassed, you know, because a lot of people, especially with swimming, are embarrassed to even get in the pool. I just want to encourage you to try it and just try and put your hand up for it. Give it a go because I feel so amazing. Two lessons. I mean, I'm not an Olympics level swimmer or anything. I definitely can't.
That's disappointing. I thought that's what after putting face in the water, it was LA 28.
I'm not going to be heading to the Olympics anytime soon. Not even the Commonwealth Games.
That's
but
shame.
I am very proud of myself that it's only, two lessons is all it took. If I had have known that it was just going to be 2 weeks and I'd be feeling much more confident, I feel like I would have done it years ago.
Well, you don't know until you try. That's the fun,
exactly.
That's the fun thing
so
about
you
those things.
Count this as your sign. If you've been putting something off, go out there and try and do it.
It'll only take an hour. That's what Jess is saying.
Give or take.
Maybe two, just to be safe.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.